Artist quits DC Comics over Superman ditching American Way motto, "It's a bunch of fucking nonsense." By Warner Todd Houston on October 20, 2021. "I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of them ruining these characters," says comic book artist Gabe Eltup of DC Comics and its superhero characters. Specifically Superman, who the comic book giant says is no longer fighting for truth, justice, and the American way but now standing for truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Eltup, who is a colorist for comic book giant DC Comics, recently appeared as a guest on a YouTube livestream with Cyberfrog creator Ethan Van Silver, where he went off on the woke wave changing DC's venerable comics. And the last straw for Eltup seemed to be when the company recently announced that Superman is no longer going to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. The company officially changed the decades-old motto to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Talking with Van Silver, Eltup said, "I'm finishing out my contract with DC. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of them ruining these characters. They don't have a right to do this," Bounding Into Comics reported. Eltup noted that he had worked the DC booth at Comic-Con in the past and helped tend to the elderly Jerry Robinson, the man who created Batman's foe the Joker. "I remember bending down to his face and telling him, 'Thank you for creating these characters, so people like me can waltz in and get a job. It's not about gay or anything else,'" Eltup exclaimed. Eltup went on to slam DC over the latest Superman changes. "What really pissed me off was saying truth, justice, and a better world. Fuck that, it was truth, justice, and the American way," he said. "My grandpa almost died in World War II. We don't have a right to destroy shit that people died for to give us. It's a bunch of fucking nonsense. Listen below." Eltup then went on to blast leftists who he says are the real bigots. "They call us bigots and racist and SHT. I would ask them, find me in the F-King mainstream. Not on the fringes, one fucking book, one fucking t-shirt, one movie that says that leftism is bad, and conservatism is good. Find it for me, they fucking won't. They're not letting people have a voice, they're the fucking bigots," he said. "Sorry. That's been bottled up for 5 years," he concluded. Gabe just exploded on my livestream. He had a lot to say. A lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts that he wasn't able to share because he was working for DC Comics, Van Silver later explained. "And that's the reality," the podcast host added. "You cannot come out and be a conservative and criticize the company that you work for in this way. You have to be completely supportive of the corporate agenda, whatever it is. You have to keep your negative or critical opinions to yourself. And it's so liberating to be able to not work for DC Comics and be able to say exactly what you think. And I think that's what Gabe is going through here," he said. Canceling Superman's American patriotism is not the only major change to the Superman image that DC recently perpetrated. Also, this month, the comic book company introduced Superman's son, who is currently standing in for a retired Clark Kent, as a bisexual superhero with a boyfriend. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.